Bell and corporations like Bell have overseen the assembly of local media assets that are treasures to local communities. They bought them up like corporate vampires. They sucked the life out of them.
Corporate Canada, and there are many culprits on this, have abdicated their responsibility toward the communities that they have always made very good profits off of in various ways.
Now, they say, you know, it's no longer economically viable to run these local radio stations.
This was a garbage decision by a corporation that should know better.
In the winter of 2024, the announcement of the biggest sell-off of radio stations in Canadian history finally prompts some of the top elected leaders to start to talk about radio. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and British Columbia Premier David Eby are using strong words here, reacting to an announcement from the phone company that had bought up some of Canada's best-known radio stations. By winter 2024, Bell Canada Enterprises decides it does not want some of those stations. They're no longer viable businesses, an executive says, even though actual radio companies are about to buy the radio stations the phone company doesn't want anymore. Bell will sell off 45 radio stations across Canada. 45. It's also shutting down local newscasts on TV stations in many communities across the country. My focus here, of course, is on radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 8, Episode 4. In Episode 3, I promised I would talk about efforts to save AM radio in this episode. I'm coming to that. First, more on this action by Bell. 21 of the radio stations Bell doesn't want anymore are in British Columbia. Premier David Eby doesn't hold back. I'm picking up this audio from a post on X by podcaster Matt Kundal. The sound comes from video credited to Eby. At a news conference the day the sale is announced, he targets Bell.
The fact that they cannot find it possible with all of their MBAs to operate a few local news stations in British Columbia to ensure that people get accurate, impartial, reliable information in an age of disinformation and social media craziness is such an abandonment of any idea of corporate responsibility. I find it reprehensible. I think it's appalling. And Bell and other companies like Bell that have done this need to be held accountable for the information atmosphere that we find ourselves in today.
The next day, February 9th, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is asked about the announcement. Big media corporations say they're not getting enough support from his government. I'm picking up this audio from a post by a reporter from Global TV. "You did it to yourself," Trudeau says of Bell and the other corporations.
We've seen over the past years, journalistic outlets, radio stations, small community newspapers, bought up by corporate entities, who then lay off journalists, you know, change the offering, the quality of offering to people, and then when people don't watch as much or engage as much, the corporate entity says, oh, see, they're not profitable anymore, we're gonna sell them off. This is the erosion, not just of journalism, of quality local journalism, at a time where people need it more than ever, given misinformation and disinformation. But it's eroding our very democracy.
Is there any upside to the phone company getting further out of radio, though? Yes, I'll come to that. Here's a bit of what I had been intending to spend more time on this episode. While Canadian companies that happen to own radio have been virtually silent, the National Association of Broadcasters in the United States has been getting support from many members of Congress, reacting after most of the companies that build cars announced they were going to stop including a radio as standard equipment in their vehicles. That prompted an outcry. You would stop including an accessory 90 years after it became common in cars? The only accessory that gives drivers and passengers access in instant real time to news and emergency information free, the only technology that might work in some crises? The bill has not yet passed the U.S. Senate. But Last year, the Energy and Commerce Committee of the House of Representatives held a public hearing on the bill. Stop right there seems to be the message from Representative Debbie Dingell from Michigan.
Well, AM radio may seem arcane to some. We've already seen in this hearing it currently serves as the backbone of our nation's emergency alert system, providing an important backstop in times of need, and has proven its continued reliability as other networks fail, which is why the announcement by some automakers to remove AM radio from cars has raised significant concerns for Americans.
A representative from Florida, citing recent hurricanes and the emergencies they cause, is on the same page. Darren Soto makes some of the very points you've heard me make in this series, based on my own experience in radio and my thesis research and more. When other technologies fail, we still have AM radio.
Cell phone towers, cable, electricity can all go down. And AM is the last line of defense when we're talking about critical information, evacuations, power outages, down power lines, curfews, flooding, need of help to clear the way for our first responders.
Yeah, we need, all communities and societies need, a system that gives them instant access to critical information. Radio is licensed to provide that information, and radio is obsessed with making sure it stays on the air. No, the legislation has not yet become law, but its proponents are not giving up. Now, back to Canada, where the term radio is rarely spoken by anyone in high office, and where it's not desired by some of the companies that happen to own some of it now. Is there any upside? Yes. Seven smaller companies, which specialize in radio, will buy and operate those radio stations. 21 in British Columbia are set to go to Vista Radio if the CRTC approves the deal. Maritime Broadcasting, Arsenal Media in Quebec, My Broadcasting in Ontario, Durham Radio, White Oaks, and Zoomer Media would buy others. These are companies closer to home to those radio stations, radio companies with an understanding of radio and an interest in maintaining it. I cannot imagine they think radio is no longer a viable business. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.